The BBC presents My Music, a radio panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
My Music, reporting for duty once more. Ian Wallace is partnered by Dennis Norden, while on the other side, Frank Muir having a touch of the flu, we have John Amis assisting and assisted by a welcome guest, Alfred Marx. So it's Wallace and Norden versus Amis and Marx. During music lessons at school, gentlemen, such as they were, the teacher was forever making us clap rhythms or tap them out on our desks. Oddly enough, I don't think we've ever done that in the long and undignified history of My Music, so now is the time to start. I'll give you a clue as to the type of music and then tap out a rhythm. Ian Wallace, you first. See if you can identify this. It's from an overture written 150 years ago. Etc.
Yes, I think I recognise this. This is Rossini, isn't it?
Yes, and it's...
What's
the title of it?
Semiramide.
Yes, that'll do nicely. Gets you a mark. Very good. And here's how the music sounds. And so on. Dennis, yours is the only tune I know that has been recorded by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and by Borominovich and his harmonica rascals. Listen.
Would I know this if I heard the actual tune?
Yes. Yes, especially if sung by the Andrews sisters.
We have a very good relationship because Steve knows everything I know. So it's like those husbands and wives where the husband says to the wife, "Do I like broccoli?" it's something very fast.
Yes, that's right. I had a bit of wrist trouble doing the taps, actually.
Do you know, Ian?
There's a diddle-um-bum-bum, diddle-um-bum-bum.
Diddle-um-bum-bum. Run through all the tunes you know with diddle-um-bum-bum.
Well, they've all got diddle-um-bum, the ones that I know.
Don't think I know, actually.
No, I'm going to have to give you zero marks and play you this.
Oh.
There you are, diddle-um-bum-bum, diddle-um-bum-bum. John Amis, first heard 400 years ago, this is better known in its 1921 suit of clothes. Any ideas?
Well, it might be Vaughan Williams, Tom's Chalice.
You got it! Oh, crikey, yes. Yes. Correct. Correct title, please. Vaughan Williams.
Fantasy on a Theme by Thomas Tallis.
Thomas Tallis, yes.
And very difficult to recognise, isn't it? I wonder if the audience... Did anybody in the audience recognise that? No.
I thought they would think it was da-da-da-dom. Yeah. You know. But it was, in fact, this. Lovely music. Alfred Marx.
Not
welcome.
Too hard, please. I'm the new boy, remember?
Well, I know. Alfred, in all the years I was musical director for your television series, I don't think my orchestra ever played this, but I'm sure you'll know it. A touch of Baroque. In fact, it's a touch piece. Any luck?
Yes, strangely enough.
Good.
My word, that's an easy one. It's the Rhapsody for Ballpoint Pen and BBC Table. As I'm a new boy, I'm getting slight help from John Amis, who's the master of them all. I goggle admiration. He says it's Toccata, and it might be Bach Toccata.
Might well be.
Bach,
yes.
Would be.
Do you like care to essay a key?
D.
Yes, yes.
Before you wrote it, I said that.
And would you, you like, wrote it, remember? And would you like major or minor?
Minor.
Yes, yes. Thumbs down, was that, John, you gave
him? Pointed down into the ground, so I knew it was a minor.
Yes. J.S. Bach, Toccata from the Toccata and Fugue in D minor. Here's the tune. I said a touch of Baroque, a touch piece. Of course, Toccata means a
touch. Yeah, that's really piece. Gave us the clue.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I'll try that again. The next round, which you might sum up as who said or who played. Ian, who said of whose work, he was a beautiful sunset that was mistaken for a dawn?
I should think it was a rather short-sighted astronaut in orbit going round. Or perhaps a shepherd who got mixed up with his warning and his delight.
Red skies, yes. I don't think I can...
I am now at the end of my resources on that one.
Well, the end. The man who said he was a beautiful sunset was referring to Wagner, but was mistaken for a dawn. He was quite wrong, of course. But the man who said it was Debussy. So it was Debussy speaking of Wagner. Dennis, who had strict instructions never to play... Beaming like a Cheshire cat.
Yeah, well, I was up there in those Wagnerian heights. Trepidation, and suddenly, welcomingly, you must remember that. Yes, Sam had strict instructions from Rick.
Yes.
Never to play this. And in fact, he...
I don't know if you saw that. It was a cat that just walked on the stage. Extraordinary thing. Not yours, Alfred.
It must be Alfred's.
Yes. I'm afraid so, yes.
Back to serious matters, Dennis, yes. You said Sam had instructions off
instructions
to
from Rick not to play this in a film called Casablanca.
Yes. Who were the players?
Well, it was Dooley Wilson was... played Sam, and Humphrey Bogart played Rick, and Casablanca was the most romantic film ever to be written by two people called Epstein. It was. The writers were Julius and Philip Epstein.
Were they really? That's well, I didn't know that, but you get a mark. John, who was the first person to play this trumpet part?
Hans Richter.
Yes. And the circumstances, please?
Wagner wrote the Siegfried Idyll when his son was born, and it was a present for his wife, Cosima. And they played it under her window.
Well, no,
on the stairs outside her bedroom. And the extraordinary thing is that Richter, who was really a horn player, I mean, started off as a horn player, was practicing the trumpet part. He's only got about 12 or 16 bars to play, but it must have been quite a noise. And the fact that he was able to do this in the house and Cosima still didn't twig that something was up, I think is rather remarkable. Perhaps he had a meal.
Well, yes, but, you know, women being what they are, I've always felt that Cosima Wagner knew perfectly well what was going on, because for weeks before she'd heard Richter in various parts of the house going... da, 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 da. I think she knew. But it's nice that she pretended not to and was overwhelmed with joy as she heard this new music. Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right.
First performed, yes, a mark to you. Alfred, this is a quotation... I shall never forget his little animated countenance, lit up with the glowing rays of genius. It is as impossible to describe as it would be to paint sunbeams. Question, who was that, speaking of whom, his little animated countenance?
I don't know, but John thinks it's Mozart. Laughing. Mozart ridiculous.
Dear. And do you agree with him?
Of course. Pardon?
You agree with him and you've got a mark.
Yeah, of course I agree
yes,
with him.
Yes, that's right. It was somebody speaking about Mozart.
Yes, yeah. It was somebody speaking about Mozart. Yeah. I now have to tread water while he writes the other part now.
If he writes two names, we're probably right.
No.
I have to tell you, it was Michael Kelly, the original Don Basilio in Figaro, writing in his memoirs about working with Mozart. But Alfred, being our guest, we give him a mark because he got Mozart.
Yes.
Yes. Time for my piano medleys. Six tunes, six titles, three marks available if you can supply the titles. For this, Alfred, you'll need that pencil and paper in front of you. But the first medley is for Ian and Dennis, working together as a team. My guess is that Ian will get numbers 1, 3, 5 and 6, and that Dennis will know tunes 2, 4, 5 and 6. I think, by the way, this is the crispest medley I've managed to put together yet, so let's see how you get on. Right, that's the end of that. Let's see how... Ian, did you get the first one?
No.
You're still writing.
Well, they came so quickly.
Well, Ian insists on putting his name, Ian Wallace, form. He puts Ian Wallace, my music,
and
then
date.
He puts the date. You see, so he always
London,
misses the first
put
one.
London, the world, the universe, I know. The first one I have to tell you, don't know, Dennis.
No.
Russian Dance Tripak from the Nutcracker Suite.
Oh.
Didn't get that. Anyway, then came...
Felix.
Kept on walking. Yeah. That's right, Felix kept on walking. Then, Ian, perhaps?
No, perhaps not.
Turkish Rondo from the Sonata in A by Mozart. Didn't get that. Then came, Dennis.
No.
The Stanley Steamer.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you remember the song.
Oh, golly, yes.
Then, the last two.
Oh, yes. My old
Kentucky home.
Yes, thank you. And...
Look up, boys, here comes the copper.
Well, I got a policeman's holiday.
Policeman's holiday, yes. 3 out of 6, 1.5 marks. Fair enough. And a medley over the other side for John and Alfred Marks.
No, actually, I've done very well.
Have you?
I've written down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, under one, did either of you get anything? John, you may have
it's
got this
the
one.
Unfinished Symphony.
Yes, by Schubert. Or I would have accepted the start of the Overture to Lilac Time if you'd felt in a difficult mood. Yes, right. Then
Schubert
came...
wrote a symphony. Too bad he didn't finish.
That's right. Then came a tune that I thought, looking at you, neither of you remembered, perhaps.
You're right. Well, I certainly
didn't. Da-dee-da-dum. Do you know it?
At the Masquerade.
Masquerade, it was called. Oh. I'll need you at the Masquerade. Nobody got that. Right. Then came...
Santa Lucia?
I didn't play that.
No.
No, a part of the Merry Widow Waltz.
I've written down the rhythm and I got it wrong.
Then came a tune everybody knows.
Yeah, I know, but what's the word? What's the title?
Nobody knows that.
Come, let me hold you here in my arms.
No, it's title...
pardon?
Les Mion d'Alican, or Drigo's Serenade, it's sometimes called.
Is it? Yes.
Yes. A little bit of Ivan Novello came next. And John, you nearly got it, but you didn't look as though you had got it in the end. Waltz of My Heart. And finally... Yes. Ah, ha, 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 you amuse me. Didn't get it. The Laughing Song from Die Fledermaus.
Should have gone.
Half a mark. Only, I'm afraid, in the medley there, which may cost you dear. Oh, cost you dear, it does not. We've got a tie at the moment. Alfred Marks, John Amis, Cian Wallace, Dennis Norden, all with the same marks at the halfway stage. Right, we press on. Now for some singing. Ian, do you like westerns?
Yes.
Good. Here's a western. Ian, which western is that, and who's the character singing?
It's a very, very old western, that.
Well,
it's a sort of Italian western.
Yes, that's right.
Spaghetti western.
Spaghetti western.
Spaghetti
yes.
western. The first spaghetti western it is, isn't it?
And it must have been one of the first famous characters American theatre, in a way, to be called Minnie.
That's right. And
but
the
she
opera...
was in before Minnie Mouse.
Yes. The opera...
is The Girl of the Golden West.
That's right, by Puccini, the character Minnie, the owner of the Polka Saloon, California. And she was singing there about her home life. And, Ian, you have two nice round marks.
Strawny, she sings to the sheriff, and who's wants to marry her, and says, no, because, you know, you've got to love me like my mum and dad married and loved one another.
Oh, yes. What a good thing that's not my question to Dennis. But it isn't.
Oh, yes, well. Well, pity, yes. Really, because we didn't have the answer. Got home sooner, wouldn't we? Yeah.
Dennis, the singer throughout this round is Leontine Price, whose voice we hear yet again now, though this time she's singing in German. Question for you, Dennis, is from which opera?
I think you're having me on.
Just a little bit, yes.
It isn't from an opera. It's from The Blue Angel.
Yes, that's right. And the song?
It's falling in love again.
Da, 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 Marlene song. That's right. Only sung there by Miss Price. Yes, two marks to you. John, where does this pathetic scene take place? Stuff, but any idea where does that scene take place?
What you might call a real bit of verismo, isn't it?
Yes.
In church?
No, very far from it. Very far from it. No. Does anybody in the audience know what it comes from? No, not quite. I thought you were going to say
it. Is it Manon Lescaut?
The first two letters, Manon Lescaut, it is.
Yes, I thought that's why I said I thought it was in church.
Yes. Well, no.
But it's in Le Havre or in the desert.
It's in the church, Le Havre, or the desert. In a church, isn't it? Yes. Well, if she's alone, lost, and abandoned, where's it more likely to be?
In the desert.
Yes, thank you. Half a mark out of one, and let me tell you, it takes place on a desert plain near New Orleans, where Manon Lescaut dies alone, lost, and abandoned. Not exactly Le Havre, not exactly in a church.
What a pity I forgot about the western.
Yes, indeed. But that's the end of westerns, as I turn to Alfred Marks and ask you, Alfred, what nasty shock is coming the way of this lady? lovely bit of singing. Alfred.
Oh, you're being too kind, actually. It's an easy one.
It is a bit.
Yes, it's Cho-Cho San waiting for Pinkerton, Lieutenant Pinkerton, the fleet's in.
Yes, the fleet's in.
The American fleet returns, and Cho-Cho San says, one fine day, and he comes.
Yes.
I've got a soft spot for that opera, because when I was serving in His Majesty's Royal Air Force during the war, the last war, that is, I was stationed with my squadron in Naples when the San Carlo in Naples reopened the gala performance, and they did Butterfly. Interesting enough, they issued tickets. I mean, it was a civilian affair, but they issued tickets to British forces in the area, and I was on the entertainment staff at my squadron, and by some fortune, I had a ticket. It was my job to distribute 10 tickets. I went along and they performed Butterfly, and Rina Gili, Beniamino Gili's daughter, played Cho-Cho San, played Butterfly, and she was as Japanese, you know, as a pizza. And just as round, may I add. But she was delightful. It was a marvellous production. And the glowworms at night coming, I went round backstage and I saw the stage manager, and the glowworms, which were most effective, were done by some chap with a long pole and wire sticking out and little torch bulbs at the end of it. Very effective. The whole thing was a marvellous evening. I remember there were tears everywhere.
Yes.
Nobody paid.
Well, it's a marvellous experience wherever you see it, I think, Butterfly.
Absolutely. Yeah,
the nasty shock, incidentally, for purists, let me just mention, is that Pinkerton, her sailor husband, has come back with his American wife.
Indeed, yes. And she is with child.
Yes.
So. Or no, she's had the child, hasn't she?
So she's got a child and you've got a marker.
Right.
Now, finally, our contestants fall to singing. All the songs in this last round happen to be Neapolitan this week. Dennis, see if you can pick up 2 marks, you first, by picking up the song as I stop playing.
Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicu, and it goes up.
And I think you should have 2 marks. I think that's the first time in, well, how many years it is, that you haven't changed key in the course of your piece. That's lovely. All in E-flat. Beautiful. Now we move into D-flat. John, yours is in 3/4 time, or as the Italians would probably say these days, 3/4 time. Here it is.
Suo passaggeri, venite via, Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't it be perfectly marvellous if, after all that, it was the wrong song? It was indeed the right one, and you get 2 marks, of course. Alfred, after my introduction upon the Celesta, prepare to call your lover back to the southern part of the Gulf of Naples. Here we go.
La da di da 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 di da, la da di da 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 di da 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 di da da. Forgotten the words. Da di da lo tana da sto core. Da da di da da l'amore va su da da fai su na. No ma no lo so non darmi sto tormento. Torna surie.
More like a call to prayer than a call to a lover, actually.
Turn to the mezzanine, it's got. Not the mezzanine, that can't be right.
2 marks to you. Ian, a song about Mary Mary. Not quite contrary, this one, but the one they sing about in Naples.
Oh Marie, quanto sono che perdo per te. fama d'ore mi abbracciato no poco patai. Oi Maria, oi Maria, quanto suona che perdo per te. Fama d'ore mi oi Mari, oi Mari.
Well, it only remains for me to say that we've enjoyed the pleasure of your Campania, and at the end of this edition of My Music, it's a victory by, sorry Alfred, 2.5 marks for Ian Wallace, Dennis North. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Alfred Marks, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The questions were compiled by our chairman, Steve Race, and the program was produced for the BBC by Tony Shryan.
You've been listening to My Music from the BBC, heard each week at this time. This is the WFMT Fine Arts Network.